Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome, everyone, to History Dweebs, where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. I am Tim, and the topic of our podcast today, we have a mystery.
Ooh.
And the mystery is the Burger Chef murders, a very heinous crime that took place back in 1978. It cost the lives of 4 young people in Indianapolis. We're going to talk about this terrible crime and likely suspects. But before we do, I want to introduce our panel. We are pleased and happy and overjoyed. Would you say overjoyed, Colonel?
I'd say damn near beside ourselves, Jimmy.
We are. Well, actually, we're beside ourselves right now.
I'm beside you right now.
Yes.
And can we snap off a picture of your...
No.
That shirt is a little... But let's talk about the devil. It's so good to have a back.
Yes. Let me introduce our panel.
He's very secure.
Let me introduce our panel. We are thrilled to have back with us after a short absence the very lovely and talented, the Queen of Mean, the Empress of Evil, the Mistress of the Macabre, the Penis Lovin', Pill Poppin', Brandy. Welcome back, Brandy.
Thank you.
And you drove in by yourself today. We were expecting your hubby to come
in today. I did.
Oh,
I did. He had to wait for the cable guy to come.
Aren't you also
is it, it's Larry the cable guy.
It might be, so I'll have to see. But he got in a squabble with the cable company yesterday. And so today we're getting an all-new box. We're getting more channels. Something that we get more DVR space. So I don't know what happened, but
so are they? So they're trying to make nice, the cable company?
Or, I guess.
Or do you guys go with a different provider?
No, they're trying to make nice.
Okay.
Well, you know, people leave Time Warner like a sinking ship, I guess.
Yeah,
I have some. They're ass wipes.
I guess I don't have any other. Oh, I guess I could get DirecTV, but...
DirecTV is where it's at.
Yeah, I know. I like to have the football, but I never watch TV, so... But anyway, we're glad you're here, and we thought Dave was going to be with you. So I was kind of like really wondering how I was going to introduce you with Dave here, because I didn't want to really say penis loving with Dave here.
He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't care, but
he would have called shenanigans on that one, I believe.
Probably. Perhaps.
But we wish Dave would have been here, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm good.
You feeling all right?
I feel all right. I stopped taking my pain pills because, you know, who wants to take those when they're in pain?
That would be me.
Those are when you feel good.
Those are to make it a happy days happier.
That's right.
That's true.
That's so,
true. You can suffer through the pain.
I can. I popped a couple baby aspirin, and here I am.
Well, we are glad you're back, and I know all of our listeners are happy that you're back, too.
Well, and I have to say, you look like you haven't been through any major procedures, but I can't help but notice... and I think this must be pointed out.
Have to be pointed out?
Usually when I look over to my right, the first thing that's staring me in my face is the devil's boobs. And the devil's boobs, you would say, were prodigious.
Yes, I would agree.
They are prodigious.
I'm glad you don't see that when you look to your left.
Yeah. And I noticed today that there's a little less boobage than there used to be.
There's a little less of it.
Did you have breast reduction surgery? Like,
no.
Punky They're just Brewster. Going away on their own.
They are going away on their own.
No, that's nonsense.
Well, I'm sorry.
You should have chosen whatever procedure that didn't cause the boob to shrink.
Well, but see, what she can go back and get those.
Oh, yeah, you can get. You can have another procedure. Yeah.
If I want.
Yeah.
Usually a nose job doesn't make your boobs get smaller, but, you know, in this case.
Well, we're glad you're back. Well, you're back like part-time, right? I mean, you won't be back to work, actually, for a while.
For another week and a half or so.
Yeah, so.
She came in just to do
this Just podcast. To do this podcast.
You're well, because I heard the screams of our listeners.
when we did a history, when we did real history, some bitches just went crazy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, they don't like that.
It's so. Like, you know, you're drinking liquor and then someone puts pineapple juice in your...
Or a turd in a punch bowl. You know, we're going to have to change the name and the logo and everything just to Serial Killer Dweebs, Timmy, because nobody cares about history. They don't give a shit.
No, we're going to mix things up a little bit. We got some interesting, different kinds of stories coming up. We'll still do serial killers, but we got some fun stories coming up. So, but let's let me introduce you since you've already started talking.
Jeez.
Also with us today, as always, is very distinguished and honorable, a man of means, wouldn't you say, Brandy?
I would say.
Yeah. The very distinguished, the moral compass of the podcast, where the Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm pleased and displeased, Timmy.
Well, I'm you're going to tell us why, I guess.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. I'm excited because we got a bunch of new recording equipment coming in.
Yes, we do.
And should we give a shout-out and a thanks to our sponsor for that?
Sure, go ahead.
The lovely Dottie Scott.
Thank you, Dottie.
Dottie, thank you very, very much.
She is buying us some microphones and a mixer so that our sound is better.
So
that
you
is the quality of our sound will improve. But
the show will not. Yeah, the content will not improve. It'll just sound better coming to you.
And that is coming out of your inheritance.
It is.
So thank you, Mom. That was very nice of you.
I'm displeased because you chose this story over my story. Timmy.
Well, Colonel Brandy, so while you were away, Chuck decided he wanted...
I put a script together, devil.
Wow, a prolific script.
Yeah.
And he put a script together that is about four sentences.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make a whole podcast around it. Now, it's an interesting story, I'll give him that. So I went on to see if I could, you know, maybe enhance it a little bit.
Can't do it.
You can't do it. So he's been bugging me all week to do his story, which we're not going to do today, but... But if we have time at the end, you can talk.
You can summarize it.
It's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story. It's an important story.
It's a ridiculous story.
It's a good story, and I'm only going to tell you this, and listeners, you can decide for yourselves. It happens in Oklahoma in a trailer park.
Yeah.
Is it a tornado?
It's not a tornado.
Okay, so if we have time at the end, Colonel, you can...
Sit the clit o'clock.
You can do your story. It'll take a whole 5 minutes from the look.
This was a whole show.
It was not a whole show.
Are we sponsored by Clit O'Clock yet? Because I think that really needs to be.
We should be. We should get free ones.
You know what? We should get BSU on that.
We should get history Clit O'Clocks with the History Dude logo on them.
Oh, my God, for sure.
Where would we put the logo?
I don't know.
Because if you put it on the moving part, you know people like, you know, Cindy Lou, it's going to be wore off in no time.
Just be careful. Don't pee.
Yeah, don't be on the Clit O'Clock.
Speaking of our, let's give some shout outs to our patrons, shall we? Those who support the program on patreon.com.
Quality program.
This quality program. High level quality program.
It's
they support the arts. So
they
do. You gotta love them. So our patrons that we would like to thank are Alicia and Chip, Cindy Lou, Andrew Happ, Bridget, Angelo, Jennifer Siemens, Patty Wooten, Charlie from the Insight Podcast, Brandy McBride, Amber Scoville, Jahara, and Leslie Hager. Thank you very much, all of you, for
your
support. Yes, we certainly appreciate it, and it helps us cover the cost of producing this high-quality show.
Very high quality.
And thank you for supporting the arts. If you would like to support the podcast, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/historydweebs. So, with that being said, let's talk about the Burger Chef murders. Do you remember? Burger Chef?
I love Burger Chef and Jeff.
Yes, that was.
But I was very young.
That was their commercial. Of course, Burger Chef was a fast food chain in the 70s. They were all throughout the whole country. So if you were around in the 70s, chances are you remember Burger Chef. And as Brandy was saying, their mascot was Burger Chef and Jeff, right?
Yeah,
was their.
Mm-hmm.
Never trusted Jeff.
Well,
I always wonder what the relationship with Burger Chef and Jeff was, because Jeff was quite younger than Burger Chef.
He was.
You think it was his grandson? Were some inappropriate.
I'm just saying.
Hanky panking going on between Burger Chef and Jeff.
I'm not saying there was anything inappropriate going on, but
right.
Was there?
Well, I don't know.
But then it became, what did you say, Dwaddles or Dwindles or?
I think, in the 80s, Burger Chef was bought out by Hardee's.
Right.
And then I think it became Druthers. There was a restaurant chain called Druthers in the late 80s, I think like 87 or something. But
I don't know. I know Hardee's bought them.
Yeah, they became Hardee's.
And there's none around here, which makes me sad because I see their commercials.
Yeah.
And they have decent food.
They had Hardee's at Ohio University in Athens when I went there. I used to eat there all the time.
All right. Tasty.
Well,
I liked Hardee's because they had these cheap mushroom Swiss burgers.
Yeah, everything about Hardee's was cheap. It was like McDonald's. You had to be near a restroom after you ate there. But anyway, Burger Chef was a fast food chain back in the 1970s. And it was the site, one of the restaurants was the site of one of the most heinous crimes ever committed in the state of Indiana.
And Mike Pence was governor there.
I see.
Which is also a heinous crime.
Well, but he wasn't governor in 1970.
I know, I'm just pointing out heinous crimes in Indiana.
It was probably one of the
most heinous crimes.
Yeah.
Bad shit happens in Indiana all the time.
Sylvia Likens' story was from
Indiana. Yeah, Indiana, there's something about it that's
messed up.
Yeah. The people might be. It's like a Stephen King novel in Indiana. Any small town you go to,
mm-hmm.
there's liable to be something crazy and people dying at any given moment. You go to North Carolina.
We had our last, one of our most recent stories, the haunting, remember?
That
Amons.
Shit was in Indiana.
That was in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah, you go to North Carolina, you got Mayberry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got Pilot, Mount Pilot.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got Ernest T. Bass. Worst thing that happened, he's throwing rocks at people.
Right.
But you go to Indiana, people walking up walls, people killing the Burger Chef workers.
It's dangerous over there.
There ain't no reason to be.
Crashing in the walls at the Indy 500.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. Okay, that's why they're probably having Crime Con in
India. Yeah,
it's appropriate,
and that's why Mike Pence. That's why they got him out. His unfavorability ratings was terrible because crazy shit kept happening in Indiana.
All right,
you can't blame the governor for that kind of stuff.
Let's talk about the Burger Chef murders then. So it was one of the most heinous crimes ever committed in Indiana on Friday. November 17th, 1978, which is what, about 30, no, coming up, an anniversary, right? 38 years, I guess. 38 years ago, on November 7th, 1978, four young people were kidnapped and found brutally murdered at a Burger Chef in Speedway, Indiana. And 38 years later, the Burger Chef murder case is still unsolved. Burger Chef, as we mentioned, was an American fast food restaurant chain.
Did you just call it Burger Chef?
Nah.
I don't know. It began operating in 1954 in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about an hour and a half from us, Colonel.
Yes.
It's 94 miles, Timmy.
Yes, and it has one of the best strip clubs ever. Brad's Gold Club, if you ever get a chance. I highly recommend it.
Perfect.
Let's take a road trip, Devil.
I think that's my next family vacation.
Aren't we going there for Crime Con?
Yes.
We decided?
And then we'll go to the strip club.
Yeah, it's good at Burger Chef, too.
You know, I'll tell you who you don't want to get in a strip club, I bet.
Is
it? No, she's going to be at the crime con.
Allie.
Probably. You know Allie going to be on the pole.
Maybe.
You get Allie 3 drinks, she going to be up there pushing the girl out of the way saying, "This is not how you do it."
Right. You're doing it wrong.
The Insight Podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have to go over and we can check out Sylvia Likens' house where she was killed, and we can check out where these murders took place. That'll be a fun family weekend.
I'm not going to eat there, though.
Well, no, it's no longer there.
Let's find a different Hardee's.
Okay, so Burger Chef, as I said, was an American fast food chain. It began operating in 1954 in Indianapolis and expanded through the United States, and at its peak in 1973 had 1,050 locations nationwide. The chain was started by two brothers, Frank and Donald Thomas, both who were engineers at the General Equipment Corporation based in Indianapolis. In 1954, Frank and Donald patent a flame broiler and started their own restaurant in Indianapolis. In 1957, they opened the very first Burger Chef.
Were they the first to flame broil?
Yeah, and then later that was picked up by Burger King, right?
Right.
Burger Chef's...
Okay, is it me?
What?
Just tell me this. Burger, you see the... Does the Burger King guy... Does he look creepy? His head look disproportionately
He gives
crazy?
Me nightmares.
I love those commercials where he was in the NFL yeah. and he's tackling players.
But he's worse than seeing a clown. He scares
yeah,
you more
he's
than
pretty
a clown.
Bad.
Well, and his hat is so fucking cheap. His crown. I mean,
you
really.
Know what?
They give those things.
Worse than you go in and you get one of those crowns because, you know, if I'm paying for a meal, I'm the king.
Yeah.
So I put the crown on. But then it don't fit right in the back.
Because your head's so big.
That could be.
Every time Brandy and I go to Frisch's, I get a coloring book and crayons, don't I?
He does. It's like going with my kids.
Yeah.
We always play Hangman when we're waiting for our food.
Uh-huh.
And this is, listeners, I'm going to give you a tip. You're going to learn something from the Colonel. Nobody will ever get this word. You have to go down to shoelaces and gloves to get this word in Hangman. Zoology.
Ah.
Because nobody guesses O. And then who guesses Z?
Isn't they kind of isn't Hangman kind of like
or Zoolander?
Wheel of Fortune, isn't it the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Zoolander.
Zoophile.
You never played Hangman before?
Yes. Xenophobe.
Xenophobe. I'm gonna have to try that one.
Nobody
you
would
know
get that.
My
ever.
Kids would go straight to hobo.
Yeah, I played Hangman.
I got a hobophobe.
Well, so does that one.
Yeah.
I actually have a Hangman on my phone. But I don't play it during podcasts.
Would you allow my post to
no.
go through so I could put my shirt,
no,
your shirt on there?
No, I will not. So anyway, these restaurants started to spread across the United States. It peaked in 1973 when there were 1,050 of them. At one time, it was the second largest fast food chain in the country, just behind McDonald's.
He's censoring you.
Yes, I am. So in 19...
First Amendment.
Yeah, so yeah.
Hold on. I put a post on
Instagram. I'm reading the script. We're in the middle of a podcast. It can wait.
Well, it's kind of important. Our listeners like things up to date, you know.
They'll get it after I get through my one little page that I'm doing. I give you guys 4 pages so you can be.
You only got one.
Because you're the talent.
Well, I don't like the way you put us in air quotes when you said that.
Okay. So anyway, back to the story. In 1968, General Food Corporation purchased the chain from the Thomas brothers. And it must be something about last name about Thomas that you go into fast food.
Yeah, I get
Dave
it.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Wendy Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
You know there was never really a Wendy.
I didn't know that. I thought she was a real person. I thought she was a daughter he adopted or something.
He adopted her, but her real name
he
was
adopted.
Wendy.
All right.
He was adopted.
Yeah.
He was adopted. She was adopted.
Okay. She's a ginger.
You're all adopted.
Well, it could be. We don't know. At the time of the purchase, General Foods, Burger Chef had just 600 locations in 39 states. Two of these were those locations were in Speedway, Indiana. Have you ever been to Speedway, Indiana?
I've been to Speedway to store.
Okay, well, that's not the same thing. Speedway is a town in Wayne
County. I've been to Speedway. That's where the Indy 500
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's in Wayne
it's
Township,
number two.
Marion County, Indiana, just outside Indianapolis. and the home, as you mentioned, is the home of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which the town was named after. Interesting enough. It's where the Indianapolis 500 is held and the Brickyard 400, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same track, actually, yeah.
Speedway has a population of around 11,000 people, so it's a little small suburb of Indianapolis. In the 1970s, they had two Burger Chef locations that were about 11 miles apart. One of these locations was at 5725 Crawfordville Road in Speedway, Indiana. We're going to have to go check that out when we go to CrimeCon. Like most fast food restaurants, it employed a lot of teenagers or young adults, right? The positions were mostly part-time and paid minimum wage. I don't know what minimum wage was back in 1978, but you can bet it wasn't very much.
$2.75.
Okay.
Fuck.
You just pulled out of there, or was it?
Out of his ass.
I was working in 1978. I started working when I was 13 years old.
Yeah, I worked at Pizza Hut in 19...
I was a chimney sweep.
I think I started in the early 80s.
Did you meet Mary Poppins?
Did you dress up like a chimney sweep?
Did you sing? Yeah. Did you sing little ditties?
I'm telling you, my life was like a Charles Dickens
novel. Dance with penguins?
Did you spend any time in the poorhouse?
Just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, so I went to work at Pizza Hut in the early 80s, and the minimum wage was $3 an hour. So you're probably about right. Probably about $2-something. Many of the employees worked around their school schedule and work on weekends, as typical as they do today, of course. In 1970,
it was $2.65, Timmy.
Thank you, Colonel. In 1978, the Burger Chef location on Crawfordville Road employed four such young people who were also very close friends. The employees included Jane Fridit, who was 20. She was the assistant manager. She was
moving up.
She was.
She was the HBIC.
Well, she was 20 years old, so that, you know, that's kind of aging out of you get management at that point when you're in fast food.
She was.
Daniel Davis, 16. Mark Fleemans was 16. They were both cooks. And Ruth Ellen Shelton was 18. She was a cashier. They were all working on the evening of Friday, November 17th, 1978. So, like I said, just almost 38 years ago, next week, or in 2 weeks. It had been a busy weekend nights. You ever worked in a restaurant? You ever worked in a restaurant, Colonel?
I started my career, Timmy, back in...
Jesus Christ.
Working at La Rosa's Pizzerias.
Mm-hmm.
I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stand on one of those 5-gallon pickle buckets mm-hmm. to wash dishes.
Mm-hmm. Did you count pepperonis?
I got $20 cash for 8 hours work on a Saturday night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were overpaid. It would have paid you what it's worth, but it was against the minimum wage laws yeah. at the time. I worked at a Pizza Hut for a long time, and it's the only fast food restaurant I worked. But I know weekends were the worst, especially if there was like football games, high school football games. Nightmare. So it had been a busy weekend, probably very similar to this. It was in November, so I'm sure there were high school football games going on. It had been a busy Friday night, and the crew was looking forward to 11 o'clock, which was their closing time. And you couldn't wait. When you work in fast food, you can't wait till that last customer leaves, and you can turn out the sign and lock the doors.
Right.
It's exciting stuff. So Brandy's going to tell us what happens next.
So just to recap.
Yes.
You just have one page?
Yeah, yes, he does.
Well, you interrupted me talking about when you're Charles Dickens.
Just to recap. We're at a Burger Chef. In Indiana.
Speedway, Indiana.
Outside
right
of Indianapolis.
It's outside of Indianapolis. Four kids working. A 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, couple 16-year-olds thrown in there.
Yes.
Cashiers, fast food.
Cashiers, cook, making minimum wage.
Assistant manager.
Working for the man.
Assistant manager. One young lady was assistant manager.
She was the HBIC. So, I get it.
Show some respect. No crew chiefs there.
How you like it when we recap?
I like it a lot. I was a crew leader once. I'll have you know. It was a lot of responsibility. It was a lot of responsibility, but I got like an extra 5 cents an hour. A little white badge. Yeah, crew.
You had your
crew
own badge?
Crew leader? Yeah. Respect, motherfucker.
Did you wear it with pride?
Absolutely. I kept it for a long time.
Did you run home and show Dottie as soon as you got
it? No, but I kept that badge a long time to kind of remind myself why I needed to stay in school.
That was to remind yourself how important you were.
No. Remind me.
Somebody loves me.
How my life sucked, and if I didn't stay in school, then I was destined to be a crew chief the rest of my life. But
all right, so these kids are all in this Burger Chef waiting on closing time.
Yes. Broiling burgers.
Broiling burgers.
Yeah, they're only cleaning the grill.
Yeah, they're doing their thing.
Putting away the pickles.
And, you know, of course, as you know, once the doors close, it's not the end of your shift. You have to clean everything up. You have to do all that shit. So they, of course, they were scheduled to stay a couple hours past closing to get all that done. So at some point between 11 o'clock, which was closing time, and midnight, one of the four of these employees, or these kids, took the trash to the dumpster in the back of the restaurant. He used the back door to get the to take out the trash, and what happened next is a mystery, but Tim has put together some thoughts.
Let me say this. First of all, when I worked at Pizza Hut, we had the exact same thing happen. We were robbed. I wasn't there. I wasn't on that shift. But same way. Someone took it. It was the end of the night. One of the employees took the trash out, and on his way back in, a guy jumped out with a gun, robbed him. And I think he ended up getting like $230 or something, which is crazy to commit armed robbery for $230 and face, you know, 25 years in prison for it.
Back in old-timey days, that was probably a lot of money.
It was in the mid-80s, so it wasn't that long.
You get 40 acres and a mule for that back when I was a kid.
Well, and if it was anything like when I worked in a restaurant, the guy taking out the trash also paused to smoke a joint out by the dumpster.
Yeah, I think some of that was going on,
too. Because nobody could smell it.
But one of the kids was, he had a poncho on backwards, and he had cut the back out.
Nice.
It wasn't really high tech, but anyway, he had a rifle. Yeah, he had a rifle.
A little bit of overkill, that wasn't.
And he put him in the walk-in freezer, which, you know, you could. They had
the
doors.
That's bullshit because people could freeze it.
Get out. You can open it. Yeah, they had a door. They have a thing on the inside that lets you out. But anyway. One of my friends was the person in charge that night, and he said that they had one kid there. All he was complaining, he kept wanting to know if he was getting paid while he was sitting there. He was worried about his $3 an hour that he was wasting his time.
It's important.
If you're going to sit in the freezer, you should get overtime for that.
Yeah, they didn't really catch the guys who did that. But
all right, so around midnight, an off-duty employee who was supposed to meet up with them after work, with these kids after work, got to the restaurant. The back door was ajar, and then the restaurant, you know, it appeared to be empty. There's nothing going on. All the lights were on. Everybody's purses and jackets were still in the restaurant, but he couldn't find any of his friends. So he called the Speedway Police Department, which I see just weird things in my head, like Keystone Cops kind
of
shit.
None of my friends would have called the police.
No.
The first thing they would have done is run back to the car, got rid of all the weed, all the beer.
Well, yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Rummage through everybody's purse.
Yeah.
Right.
And then call the police.
Right. So the police and the store manager arrived at the scene at approximately 12:30. So it took them like a half hour to get there, which is bullshit.
Well, you know, they were probably
some of them could have been alive.
They were probably at the Dunkin' Donuts.
It was a small town. How should they?
Yeah,
they walked there.
Right. I don't get it. But anyway, they found the police looked around and found that the restaurant was clean. There weren't signs of a struggle, but there was $581 missing from the cash register.
That's bullshit.
Well, and the police, being as I don't know how many cases of police ineptitude we need.
Yeah, these cops
in my life.
These cops were pretty inept.
It makes me sad. My dad's a cop, and I know he has good cops. And the ineptitude of some of these police, just sad. So
these
anyway,
guys here we're not on the ball.
So they just kind of brushed it off as odd. It was odd.
Well, that's peculiar.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Somebody forgot
cash
to lock the door.
Cleaned out.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's odd.
All the employees are gone. Yeah. Odd. So, even though the women's purses and jackets were still in the restaurant, the police didn't process the place for evidence.
Well,
because why would they? They thought it was a case of petty embezzlement, with the assumption that the pilfered cash had been used by the Utes to go partying that night, when they left all their shit and just took off with, you know, They didn't leave without their coats, you jackasses.
Now, back in 1978, $500 was a lot of partying.
That's a lot of partying.
That was baller partying.
Yeah, so they thought shot caller. These Chinese kids just took the money and went out.
So what was the date on this? What date was
November 17th.
So this is November, like a regular November in Indianapolis, in Indiana.
Yes.
And let me share with you, for those that do not have Midwest weather, under normal circumstances, you know, today's November 1st, and I'm walking around in flip-flops and a t-shirt, but...
It's 80 degrees.
This is before global warming.
But under normal circumstances, November in the Midwest, in Indiana and in Ohio, it's fucking colder than a witch's titty and a brass bra cold.
It's colder than a whore's heart.
It is. Mm-hmm. So they're not leaving anywhere to go party without their coats. That's ridiculous.
Well, and you know, all four of them wouldn't, and one of them is an assistant manager. You know, all four of them wouldn't have just decided
to leave. Well, the assistant manager would have been responsible enough to put on a coat.
Yeah.
So, but...
They left their purses behind.
So, well, but I mean, even if they took it, they said, no, we got $581, we don't need our fucking purses, let's just get our coats and get the fuck out of here and go buy some bud.
Well, where are you going to put the $581?
Well, I'm sure people had pockets or bras. I mean, seriously.
Not everybody like you carry everything in a bra now.
Well, I don't carry everything in my bra, but there are people that do that. So,
do you carry anything in your bra?
Hmm?
Do you carry things in a bra?
I have a...
Cell phone?
I have checked the devil's bra for change when I needed stuff for the soda machine before.
I see.
Chuck carries his gun in there.
I carry my gun in my... Yeah.
All right, so the paper cash is gone, but there was still a couple hundred dollars in change that hadn't been taken out of the register, you know, because it's a little awkward. To take the
check. Well, I mean, unless you have to do laundry, I mean.
Did you say a couple hundred?
Yeah, they had a lot of fucking change.
How many quarters did they need? Was there a Pac-Man machine in there?
No, they were probably, clearly they were busy. I mean, you don't have time for
Space
all that kind of shit.
Space invaders probably then.
No.
So, though the two jackets and purses of the missing women had been left at the shop, the petty theft theory initially seemed like the most likely theory. Police, again, did not secure the crime scene. And the restaurant was cleaned up by employees early Saturday morning. So they just let business go on as usual and cleaned everything up. You know, the employees came in, cleaned everything up. So, you know.
And you know they were pissed at the night crew.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh yeah, bitch didn't fill her salt shakers. Bitch didn't fill her ketchup bottles.
Left broccoli out on the salad bar.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, you had some hostile humans and people didn't do their outs on the night before. Mm. That was some bullshit. All right. So all this forensic evidence gone. The restaurant was never actually processed as a crime scene. But it opened the next morning as scheduled. There they were to serve biscuits and gravy. Assistant manager Jane Friedit's car was found abandoned in the morning a few miles away from the restaurant, parked near the Speedway police station. So somebody tried to help him the fuck out.
That should raise concerns.
Loan him a car to get there.
And it was a fucking Vega. That was a nice ride.
That was a nice ride. Oh, yeah.
73 Vega.
Well... She was the assistant.
Yeah, well, she had
a tiny ass back seat in it. That was a son of a bitch to get in.
Oh yeah, I know. Because when you're making out, there just wasn't enough room. You get like inches, man. You get like within inches of making it happen.
You can't change positions in a Vega. Yeah. You cannot change. You can't even do it in a Vega.
No.
It's
designed so you can't do it. It's designed for 16-year-olds.
If you want your daughters to stay virgins. Take them in a Vega, because they can't even give a Hummer in a Vega.
No.
What you don't do is give them a conversion van.
With the shag carpet on it.
That's water bed. A water bed.
I didn't have a water bed. I had a big-ass full-size van, shag carpet on the side, shag carpet on the ceiling.
Did you have a lava lamp?
Not in there.
Did you have a, was the side painted like a mountain and a pony or something?
No, it was brown.
It was brown. Oh, okay.
So I was hot.
Did you have a sign that says if the van is rocking?
I did not. But the back seat did lay down.
Oh, yeah.
But here is the thing, though.
So, come on, confession time. How many times?
Never.
No.
That's the fucking part. Never. Because my boyfriend always drove me everywhere. So I never drove my car.
He had a Vega.
He had a Vega.
Yeah.
No, he had a... Well, it's okay.
A Vega is a sweet ride. We all agree on that.
I don't. Okay, sure.
It's just short of the Pano or the Horizon.
Yeah.
So then, well,
Pacer. Remember the Pacer? Pacer was perfect, man. It had that big,
big bubble.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't always banging.
That was also like a big, huge TV screen into the car.
Now you have to. I'm going to ask you to get a visual in your head here.
Oh, Jesus God. Why another one?
We're in Chicago, and we tell my son's complaining about his bed. Now, when he first got to Chicago, he was in a dorm and whatever. When we got his first apartment, he wanted this futon-ass kind of thing, and then he decided it was so uncomfortable. So naturally, you know, one of the boys tells Renee they're uncomfortable. Well, let's go out and spend $1,000 and get him a bed, you know. So we stop at this mattress shop, buy him a...
Because your wife is baller.
Yeah, she's... Well...
So anyway, and you know what else she is? She's the breadwinner.
She's the shot caller, too.
She is the shot caller. So now Taylor has, you know how the walls are angled in a bedroom, you know? Okay. So he puts that queen-size bed up against this angle, and I'm wondering how the boy's going to not knock himself out every time he gets up, you know?
Here's the thing. That's not your problem.
But, no, when we put the bed in there, they deliver it, and we put the frame and that together, his roommate Tommy walks in, and he goes, oh, ain't no reverse cowgirl going on in here. With Renee sitting on the bed, and she's saying, what's a reverse cowgirl?
Nope. Like,
no. Google that, Renee. You're going to have to look that one up. But yeah, his
cowgirl is pretty nice.
His roommate just walks in. Yeah, no reverse cowgirl going to happen on that thing.
Oh, my God.
And she's really short.
Yeah, you got to get you a short one.
You got to get a midget.
But there wasn't...
There's midgets in Chicago.
You could do reverse cowgirl in a Vega if you took the front seat out.
But you could get a Filipino midget in Chicago. They got...
Oh, yeah. They got
Korean. It's very diverse.
Oh,
it's quite diverse.
Yeah. So, to continue... The concerns...
I kind of still like talk about
we're good.
Filipino midgets. So.
No, Filipinos and reverse cowgirls.
We're good. Midgets.
So
midget review.
The kids didn't make it home or show up for work the next day, and so then there were concerns.
Well, yeah. They start putting two and two together.
Well, no, I don't think they have yet.
Okay.
I think we're still just... Okay. So the next day, on Sunday, November 19th, 1978... A couple was out hiking and found the four young people murdered. Their bodies were discovered in a wooded area off State Road 37 in Johnson County, Indiana.
Let me tell you, that will fuck up your hike if you come across dead bodies.
That's why I don't hike.
Now, I have to make sure I've got my steps in before. If I find bodies, I come back to them.
I don't even come back to them. I just keep going.
Oh, I do. Well,
that's no, why. Because
you don't want to get involved.
Wait a minute. I don't hike for that very reason.
I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because it fucks up your active minutes.
It does.
Because you could be doing, you could get like 2,000 minutes in and like 2,000 steps in like 10 minutes. Uh-huh. And then you got to stop for that dead body. And then all of a sudden that 2,000 steps happened in like an hour and a half, two hours.
Yeah, it fucks
it
up.
It don't count.
Yeah, it really fucks
it's
up.
It's like I roll them out to a place where a good citizen can see them clearly. Mm-hmm. And then that's just
as opposed to you.
As opposed to me, yeah.
Well, they found them.
Okay.
And they were about 35 miles from the restaurant. And
how far did they run?
Well, it was a 40-minute drive. 35 miles, 40-minute drive.
Yeah, going to speed limit.
So later that afternoon, because
it is Indiana.
Because evidently the police walked to their crime scenes.
Yeah.
Later that afternoon, a police spokesman held a press conference and informed the media that the Speedway Police Department and the Indiana State Police announced that the bodies of Jane and Mark and Daniel and Ruth were discovered late this afternoon in Johnson County, Indiana.
Johnson County.
I said Johnson.
The small community was in shock.
It was a small Johnson.
They clutched the pearls. As it happened, Indianapolis residents were learning about the Burger Chef murders on the same day they were learning about the mass suicides in Guyana at the Jonestown compound of the Reverend Jim Jones, who was originally, who had originally formed his People's Temple cult in Indianapolis. Oh, that was started in Indianapolis.
another reason to hate Indianapolis. And let me say this. That would be my fucking luck. If I get murdered, there's some fucking mass suicide somewhere. Yeah.
Or earthquake.
It gets all
dude,
fucking
I'm telling you. Michael Jackson died. Farrah Fawcett got no love. Yeah. They died the same fucking day. Who knew that Farrah Fawcett died?
And the whole time
she had anal cancer. Which is bullshit.
Hmm?
They couldn't call it colorectal cancer
or colon cancer.
They don't call it ass cancer.
They had cancer.
She got ass cancer.
Yeah, she has anal cancer, which gives me this horrible visual.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how horrible it would be?
Well, I'm sure it was horrible. But this, you know, Michael Jackson basically, you know,
He sucked up all the press.
Well, he sucked up all the press and the whatever the hell it was. Yeah.
The roofie drugs.
Yeah, he sucked up all those. Old girl had cancer and died.
Cancer of the butt.
And she gets no love. No love.
Well, I think she got too much love. That's what gave her the butt cancer.
Yeah. You think Lee Majors was hitting it?
I don't think that's what gives you butt cancer.
You know what? I think Michael Douglas was doing that dirty tossing the salad.
Oh, and that's how I got throat
and gave
cancer.
Her the HPV in the butt.
She got the throat cancer. Were they ever a thing?
I don't know.
We're not saying they ever were.
I'm not saying that she
was married to Lee Majors.
Yeah, but Ryan O'Neal, she was with him for
a long time. Oh, that guy's whacked.
Yeah, he's
crazy. That whole family's crazy.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
I wonder if there is any correlation between dirty flower activity and anal cancer.
Well, just to be on the safe side.
I'm like 30, and then they come up with a study that says if you have oral sex with more than four women in your lifetime, you're at high risk. That was a good fucking weekend. Yeah. Now you're telling me at age 30.
Oh, jeez. All right. So the front pages of the two Indianapolis newspapers were dominated by these two tragic stories. First of all, I feel like, you know, these kids were murdered. I mean, that is way tragic. These other people drank the Kool-Aid.
Well, not all of them. They were actually...
I know. The kids, murdered. I feel bad
some
for.
Of them
that was
tricked.
Tragic.
Some of them were tricked.
Well, some of them were murdered, too.
Because it was hot down in Guyana where they was at.
Well, first of all, you weren't tricked to go down there. You went down there.
Yeah, but there was free love. There was women walking around with the knockers and whatnot flopping out.
You know why they? Do you know why?
It's not New Guinea. Oh,
do you know why they allowed Guyana allowed Jim Jones to have a colony down there?
Taxes.
Because of nice boobs.
No, they were in a border conflict with Venezuela. And they were afraid Venezuela was going to invade them.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew if they had Americans down there living in a colony that Venezuela wouldn't attack them.
Oh.
So that's why they allowed them to
And
be
then
there.
Jim Jones fucked them by killing everybody. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Well,
and so Congress.
He drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So anyway, they're both tragic stories. So the bodies of these
These kids is more tragic. I mean, they're both tragic, but this one is in their town. You know, it directly affects them.
So,
and drinking cyanide, well, it was cyanide laced Kool-Aid.
I think so.
Well, I think a lot of them were not. I mean, a lot of them were shot. I mean, they wouldn't all just.
Yeah, a lot of them said.
Wait a
minute. Once the first started dropping, they were like, fuck that.
See, I haven't read everything on it. A lot of them were shot. I don't like that.
Yeah, they were a lot of them just murdered.
Somebody just went. So Jim Jones or whoever just went through and mowed people down who didn't drink the Kool-Aid? Well,
yeah. I mean, some of them, not all of them, some of them actually drank it because they were committed to it.
Oh, they were heavily armed down
there,
too.
They were, but it
well,
was.
I knew they were armed.
They were held there
and
as
they
prisoners.
Were crazy.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Good, okay.
I'm going to get my own cult one day. The Colonel's cult.
Here's the thing, and this is what I don't understand.
You need some dark sunglasses to have a cult.
I don't understand about ISIS. I don't understand about this thing, about Jim Jones. Why are you killing the people that are basically there supporting you? Like, okay, ISIS, you want to have control over this city of Mosul. Why are you killing all the inhabitants there, you jackasses? Who will you rule?
Because you're going to need some janitors
you need some people to work at the Mosul Burger King. Yeah, you need people there.
Burger chef.
Yeah. I mean, is it, you know, you kill all the people you want to rule over. It seems silly.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down.
So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Play. Seems self-defeating.
Well, yeah. Then you're left to do the shit jobs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that just seems...
You got to be the butcher and baker and candlestick.
It seems self-defeating.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... The bodies of the four people were found in three different areas of this field, and they were killed in three different ways. Ruth and Daniel were lying side by side and had been shot execution style. Both of them had been shot numerous times with a .38 caliber firearm. Jane had been stabbed several times, and the knife was still in her chest. The handle of the knife had broken off and was missing, and the blade was later recovered during an autopsy. So, what? Oh, so blade. The
blade must have broke off real deep in her.
Yeah, the blade and the handle was gone. Okay. So the blade was recovered during autopsy, but the handle was never found.
That's a cheap-ass knife.
Mark.
Ramen burger chef, so what you said.
Yeah.
This poor kid.
It's probably not the Gambino family.
Well, this poor kid had been struck in the head, and he choked on his own blood.
Oh.
The coroner believed he'd suffered when he fled his captors, only to have the misfortune of colliding with a heavy object, possibly a tree trunk.
So this kid's running away in the dark.
Oh, okay. He must have made a break for it. Yeah.
And he...
Because the other ones were shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, so one was stabbed, two were shot.
He'd also been bludgeoned, possibly by a chain.
Didn't you say three were shot?
No, two.
No, two were shot, okay. One was killed, one was stabbed, and then this guy was bludgeoned to death.
So he ran out of bullets.
He was possibly beaten with a chain prior to his death. So we got four dead kids in an Indianapolis field, and the place where they worked and were probably abducted has been cleaned. Why is that?
Because those bastards didn't do it last night. Now
because
I had to come in.
They didn't
do
it last night. You know, somebody did it.
A rose type person in there. I got to do everything around here. I got to clean up.
But
I
if they have a normal person, they half ass did it. So I don't know why they didn't go back and try for something else.
So
there was probably croutons still on the salad bar.
Yeah, and there's shit everywhere.
They were clearly abducted. I'm going to get into that. Short story.
You're not going over your story yet. You can tell your story at the end of the show.
Okay.
This is a different story.
How about
a
different
dumbass story?
Okay, different stupid story. Go ahead.
So a friend of mine, I'm just going to call him Leon because he's still alive. A friend of mine goes into a convenience store, Timmy.
Sounds like the start of a
joke. As a young girl working there. Mm-hmm. And Leon robs the convenience store. That's a true story.
Okay.
He robs a convenience store. Now, the girl's obviously very scared.
Yes.
And he tells the girl, you know what? No, you're coming with me.
Oh, smart.
So the girl was not smart enough to know that very bad things can happen to you if you go with him. But he meant no harm to this girl. None whatsoever. So he drives her about 5 miles away from the store. Leaves her out down on River Road on one of, 52.
Right.
Leaves her out down by there on one of those kind of deserted back roads. And she's like, I promise I'm not going to call the police. I'm not going to do anything. This was when phone calls was 10 cents. And he said, honey, you're going to call the police. You know you're going to call the police. I know you're going to call the police. Hell, here's a dime to call the police. Don't worry. And then, because it was a cold night out, do you know what he did?
Shot her.
He gave her his coat.
Well, he's a gentleman.
How do you think they caught him?
He's a gentleman.
He did 25 years in jail.
Seems
he's still in jail, actually, for that.
For kidnapping.
For kidnapping, because stupid. When he took the girl, it was aggravated kidnapping.
Yeah.
Well, that's was he that, aggravated when he took her? It, I mean, yeah. It had to be aggravated.
He just didn't want her to call the police right away, so he took her, 5 miles down the road. He meant no harm to the girl. He did no harm to the girl. But he gave her his coat.
You know, that's a good question. When you in the case where I was telling you what happened when I worked at Pizza Hut, where the people were forced into the walk-in freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that constitutes.
You have to leave the premises for it's abduction.
Just, I think you're talking run-of-the-mill imprisonment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah, that'd
false
be like
imprisonment.
Undue imprisonment or
false
something.
False imprisonment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he
but
actually.
But still, with you're still armed robbery with a weapon.
He had armed robbery. He had that's what he got aggravated armed robbery, with a kidnapping specification, and got 25 years.
Did he get his coat 20, back?
25 years in a day is what he got.
Did he get his coat back?
I do not think he got his coat back.
Wouldn't it suck to get 25 years in a day and then you die the day you're supposed
the
to
die?
The
day before. Yeah. When they give you the 20, when you hear the day after, you know that you
you're
are
like,
not.
Fuck, I still got 4 hours before I even start the fucking thing.
Yeah, Duro Bag right over here, guy I went to school with, and smartest son of a bitch,
we're
one of the smartest son of bitches in the school. Timmy, here's what he does. Him and a friend kidnap the owner of Duro, the owner's son of Duro Bag. Take him down to Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Bad things happen in Indiana.
Yeah. They keep calling saying, want our demands, whatever. These dumb some bitches keep going to the same phone booth to make the calls. Now, this was a guy who was like, you would never expect him to commit a crime. His dad was like a fire captain and whatnot. Kidnapped, he got him, got caught. 30 years.
Yeah. I was thinking of all the things I didn't miss while I was out.
Chuck stories.
It's right up there.
I bet.
So anyway, now I'll tell you a story about Oklahoma, Timmy.
No. Let's talk about the Burger
so
Chef.
So we're not going to do my story?
We're not done with this one yet.
We're talking about Burger Chef still.
Okay, Burger Chef. Okay, for the next few weeks, Speedway and Indianapolis police chased every lead they could find.
Did anyone question Jeff?
But it came
Hell
up
no.
empty.
That's a good question.
Of course they didn't.
They did a cavity search on Jeff.
Of course. Well, probably not.
That was Burger Chef doing the cavity search on him.
They just figured it was odd.
Now, they offered a $25,000 reward. The Indianapolis Star, the city's leading newspaper, set up a Crime Stoppers type thing where you could call on tips anonymously.
Brandy's going to fall asleep through this, before we get into this podcast.
And police received many fruitless leads. Now, the big theory was that they'd been kidnapped during a botch robbery, possibly after one of the victims recognized one of the perps.
Oh.
One of the victims, perps was my own word.
I like that, Brent. I like that, Colonel.
Yeah. One of the victims, Ruth Ellen Shelton, had recently transferred from another Burger Chef location in Speedway. Police believe she may have known one of the suspects when working at the other location. Now, police believe that at least two men were involved, and possibly as many as five.
Jesus damn. Christ, would they storm it like fucking...
Damn, man, you have to split
the Navy SEALs?
Did they drive off in a goddamn school bus?
I mean, what's like $112 each?
Yeah, and weren't they in a Vega?
Couldn't one of them take the coins?
Right, something.
How in the hell are you going to get five people?
They didn't even rob the people they kidnapped.
Yeah. Now, a 16...
That's just not doing your job.
It's a lack of professionalism.
Yeah.
It gives all abductors and murderers a bad name.
It really does.
It's that sloppy, I guess. But now, a 16-year-old eyewitness saw two suspicious men in a car outside the Burger Chef just before closing on the night of the murders. Now, the thing about a 16-year-old that sees two suspicious men in a car, if he's on the devil's lettuce... Everybody's suspicious.
So you think he was smoking the old wacky weed?
If he was 16 in Indianapolis, you know he was. That's how you get through life there.
You know, ecosexuals have sex with the earth.
Mm-hmm. They call it dirt knocking, Timmy.
Does the earth ever say no?
No means no.
Ecosexuals?
No, you have to have consent. And I don't know how you can. The Earth consents.
It's implied consent.
I don't think it's implied.
Well, it doesn't say no.
Yeah.
Doesn't say yes either.
Well,
can you just go up and grope someone because they don't say no? Answer that.
It depends on who you are.
Continue with the story.
Depends on if you're running for president, Timmy.
Continue with the story.
Now, this 16-year-old said both were running for, both men were white and in their 30s. One man had a beard, the other one was clean-shaven with light-colored hair. The police came in, did clay models of the suspect's head, but really it just looked like those raisin guys, you know, the raisins.
So they're doing like the Lionel Richie video, right?
With
the,
yeah,
they're doing clay and everything.
They never look like the person.
Mm-mm. Now, police received thousands of calls, interviewed hundreds of witnesses. Now, in December, a man in a bar in Greenwood, Indiana, had bragged that he'd been involved in the killings. Police questioned him, and he passed a polygraph claiming not to have been involved, and officers weren't able to bring charges on other grounds. And he provided the names of others he suggested belonged to a fast food robbery gang.
Like the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah.
they're knocking off burger chefs left and right.
Yeah. There's only two in the town. How many times are you going to rob this son of a bitch?
People get suspicious.
Yeah. It'd be like, you know how McDonald's had Burger Chef had over 2 million robbed.
Yeah.
You know, instead of 2 million served. Now, while following up on these leads in Franklin, Timmy, officers spotted a man who bore a strong resemblance to the bearded man composite.
Yeah. Not a bearded man.
They dragged him in for a lineup. The man shaved his beard.
That's just fucked up.
Then it couldn't be him.
they bring this guy in for a lineup, and he shaves his fucking beard.
Yeah,
now,
he'd had for 5 years.
If you were the police, wouldn't you like maybe mention that? Like,
don't
show up in blackface or shave your beard.
Don't get a nose ring or nothing like that.
God.
Now, a neighbor of his who had not been spotted by the original witness, but who had been named by the Greenwood suspect, subsequently went to prison for strong-arm robberies committed with a shotgun.
Yeah, so these guys probably were the ones who did it, but they could never get evidence on them.
Now, another associate named by the Greenwood suspect, who fitted Timmy's words, who fitted the descriptions of the fat man.
Yes.
Also, subsequently was in prison for other armed robberies of fast food restaurants. So shall we recap, Devil?
Please.
We got suspects, a 16-year-old kid on the Devil's Weed, picks out two guys, they drag him in, the guy shaves his beard. They still don't know how he did it.
Okay.
Now, without confessions...
Do you know what the number one song in America was on November 17th, 1978?
American Pie.
No.
1978. Hold on. That was 1979. I was in eighth grade.
I love the nightlife. I love the boogie.
It was an Air Supply song.
Nope. MacArthur Park with Donna.
It's melting in the dark.
Don't sing, Carl. No singing. Come on, finish up the story.
All right.
If you want to do your story, you need to finish.
You bring up MacArthur Park.
I didn't say singing. I was just throwing in a little factoid. Trivia.
Now, without confessions, despite the offers of plea deals to any suspects who not directly responsible for the killings, and without any direct physical evidence of involvement of the suspects in the murders, the police were not able to elicit an arrest.
Yeah, they didn't have any physical evidence against these guys, but...
Well, of course, they cleaned everything. They didn't even shake down the place.
The morning shift must have been very thorough in there.
And I'm calling bullshit. There's just no way.
Now, at the time, there was some speculation that the murders were tied to other crimes which had shocked the town over the preceding months, such as the murder of Julius Cyphers and the Speedway bombings. Now, I'm going to tell you about the Speedway bombings right here, Timmy.
Okay.
They were a series of 8 random bombings that occurred between September 1 and September 6th, just 5 days in Speedway, Indiana.
Okay, this is a couple months before the Burger Chef murder.
There was never a clear connection between the murders and the bombings.
So what are we talking about?
And the bombings only injured two people. No motive ever emerged for the bombings. And law enforcement had no idea why they had stopped. Shortly afterward, federal agents arrested 27-year-old Brick Kimberlin for attempting to illegally obtain United States government credentials. It was later discovered that he had murdered his girlfriend's mother, and police believed he was trying to distract attention away from the murder with a series of bombings. Now, that's a good ploy, Timmy.
That's kind of like the Tylenol murders.
Yeah.
We mentioned that before in our last podcast, or a couple podcasts ago.
But there was no evidence connecting him to the Burger Chef murders.
It's just coincidence happened around the same time.
Now, investigators continued to follow leads relating to suspects as widely as Milwaukee, Chicago, Dallas, and Cincinnati, Timmy.
Really?
All the way to Cincinnati. They came all the way here. Could not find anything. However, they were not able to find any promising leads, the handle of the knife, the chain, nothing. They couldn't come up with nothing. They couldn't. Seems like these guys couldn't find their ass with a GPS and a candle. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you got a big bruise on your arm there, Devil.
Yeah, I got a couple.
So nobody made any reliable confessions. Now, a couple years later, the two people they suspected, the deaths of the Greenwood suspect from an apparent suicide and the death of the bearded, unbearded, now bearded again suspect.
Oh, there we go.
From an apparent heart attack, respectively, came suspiciously close after the release of the armed robber named by the suspect from the Greenwood bar. So, to recap.
Mm-hmm. The two leading suspects die suspiciously.
The guy that was in prison and said, I know who did it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When he got out, these two killed themselves. Mm-hmm. One had a heart attack, one killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a few prison inmates claimed to know something, but nothing panned out. Now, jump forward 20 years to 1996.
I was 35.
Okay.
I was married.
You do math in your head like the Rain Man, Timmy.
Thank you.
In 1996, an Indiana state inmate named Donald Ray Forrester, another guy with a middle name,
mm-hmm.
Ray, he confessed to the murders.
Mm.
At the time, he was serving a 95-year sentence for rape. Now, that's a rape sentence, Devil.
Finally.
95 years.
Finally.
Wasn't fucking around with that guy.
No. He must not went to Stanford.
Exactly.
Well, clearly, he wasn't an athlete.
Mm.
Now, police believe his confession was fake because he didn't even know the facts of the case and failed a polygraph test. The restaurant remained open, and in 1982 was bought out by Hardee's. That's when my favorite sandwich, the mushroom and Swiss burger, came out. I don't know that Hardee's actually used actual meat, but it tasted good, whatever it was. Now, the store eventually became a Carquest Auto Parts, so you could no longer get... You had to special order your Swiss...
Mm-hmm.
And mushroom.
And now it's an auto parts store, is what you're saying. Okay.
And then it became an appliance store.
Oh, now it's an appliance store.
Yeah. The field where the bodies were found is now the Timber Heights subdivision. And despite hours and hours of police investigation, as well as Burger Chef offering a reward of $25,000 to anyone who could capture the murderers or provide information as to their whereabouts, the attackers were never persecuted, prosecuted, or put in jail.
Yeah.
The case remains officially unsolved. Now, Indiana State Police continue to hold the case open and have reportedly investigated the possible use of new DNA tracing techniques developed since the initial investigations. The clay busts of the suspects are still at state police headquarters. A reminder, Timmy, of this unsolved heinous crime.
I saw one of the local TV stations did an interview on, I guess it was the 35th anniversary, so it was a couple years ago, of the crime, and they interviewed the chief of police there, and he insists that they are still an active case and they're still following leads on it, even though it's been now 38 years.
I think that's probably the two guys that dead.
Yeah, the two guys that were seen in the parking lot prior to the robbery. Okay,
now,
that's a sad
story. Now, I do have one special shout-out I got to do, Timmy.
Well, let me go. Before we do that, let me go around and ask Brandy her final thoughts on this story. Let's wrap this story up before we get into your stupid story. Brandy, any final thoughts on the Burger Chef murders?
Yeah, it was a tragedy.
I
feel police ineptitude has let this person just go free
so you
without being brought to justice.
Okay. Do you think it will ever be solved?
No.
Okay. Colonel, your final thoughts on the Burger Chef
murders? Well, my profile of these two killers, there was two. There was drifters, probably hobos.
Gandy dancers.
No, not Gandy dancers. Gandy dancers got real jobs on the railroad.
All right.
Okay, so.
The consensus is people like my pink shirt.
I like it too.
Okay. Yeah.
There's two of them, drifters.
Mm-hmm.
There was white males between the ages of 22 and 45. One had a beard, one didn't.
Okay.
And
are you just recapping the whole story?
No, that's just my thoughts on it.
All right, thank you, Colonel. So you have no really any insight to
it's a horrible thing. I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible thing.
I mean, it feels bad.
And it worries me because, you know, this...
The mother of the assistant manager, the girl that they found, the one that had the Vega, she just died recently. And she was hoping to find, you know, that they found the person who did it prior to her death, but
yeah, that was nowhere in my
Jane
script.
Jane Fredette.
I know
because you didn't do any research on this. You, on the other hand, did research on a stupid story.
I'd like to do a special shout out to somebody, Timmy.
Okay,
I would like to do a special shout out to Brad Davis of Oklahoma.
Okay, that's a whole state.
Oklahoma.
Do we have a town or city?
I do not.
Shawnee, Oklahoma. And I didn't even. Shawnee,
it's not even Oklahoma.
My fucking story, and I know that.
Now he's a former Marine. All right. Now he comes home one night. Now his mama is involved.
This is a different story we're doing right now.
His mama's involved with.
Understand? He can make this into a 20-minute thing. That little half page.
A man named Denver Sinclair.
That was his father-in-law.
Well, stepfather-in-law.
Okay, stepfather-in-law. Sorry.
And Mr. Davis is a former Marine. He comes home and Mr. Sinclair is acting a fool, calling him and his mama worthless, Timmy.
Well, maybe they were.
Well, Mr. Davis decides to teach Mr. St. Clair, Denver, a lesson.
Those are fighting words.
There is fighting words.
Mm-hmm.
So he grabs a hold of Mr. Davis's underwear, pulls them over his head. He gives him what is known as the atomic wedgie, Timmy.
Oh, my goodness. The atomic wedgie.
Where your underwear come all the way up over your head. He gave him the atomic wedgie. Actually, he gave him the nuclear wedgie because it came over the top of his head, and of course, the elastic broke. And
see, there's some things you can't apologize for.
Yeah. The elastic tore,
mm-hmm.
and it got caught around Mr. St. Clair's neck, the stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
And after he had given him the atomic wedgie, he knocked his stepfather out, Timmy. And then he threw him in a chair, took some cell phone pictures of him, and went about his business. Now,
what year did this happen?
This happened in 2013, Timmy.
Okay.
In a trailer park in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the elastic, he must have had the good kind of underwear where it's got the nice tight elastic on it, Timmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The elastic.
Not the kind you get at Target.
No. The elastic strangled him.
Okay.
From the atomic wedgie. So this man...
He became the atomic wedgie murderer.
He became the atomic wedgie murderer. Now, his lawyer said, I don't think it was even foreseeable to him. When he was interviewed that night, he said, man, I did a horrible thing giving him that wedgie. He didn't really even know the guy died. Of course, they lived in their neighboring trailers. Now, the suspect said, you know, calling him and his mother worthless sparked a whole entire ugly fight.
Mm-hmm.
The judge was not so sympathetic to all the cell phone pictures they saw of the wedgied man in a chair.
So he was trying to strangle. He was trying to humiliate him,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mr. Davis got 30 years in prison.
Yeah, this is a true story. Davis,
30 years in jail for giving his stepfather the atomic wedgie, Timmy.
The atomic wedgie killer.
The atomic wedgie killer.
Yeah.
You know, there's some ugly ways to go, but a wedgie, man, that's like going like the anal cancer. Because, yeah, you know, you
kind of worse than anal.
That was a fascinating story.
You're all up in the dirty flour when you're given an atomic wedgie. Ugh. You know that.
Yeah.
And it's probably even worse for women. I don't know.
So I want you to picture these two worlds, Brandy. One in which our current world that we live happily in, which I do the research and I pick out the stories and how fascinating they are. And then an alternate universe where...
Run by toddlers?
Yes. Where the colonel would pick out the stories and do the research and you get the atomic wedgie killer. So...
I think our story, now I would like to, if that story interests you, could you say something on the page? Because I got ideas and stuff, and Timmy treats me like I'm just another pretty face.
Like a talking head.
Yeah, like I ain't got no brains whatsoever to me.
Yeah, well, that was certainly a fascinating story, Colonel. Brandy, do you have any shout outs?
Well, I want to thank everybody for the well wishes and, thank everybody for that. Everybody's been very, very kind. And
everyone on our Facebook page.
They have. They've been very, very kind, and I appreciate it because there were some days there when I wasn't feeling very well. And I know I said I would post things when I was high, but evidently when you're under for 2 hours as opposed to 45 minutes, you tend to... process your anesthesia a little bit different.
Well, when you did that one post, you looked pretty stoned.
Yeah, well,
video.
Yeah, and that was days later. Like, it took me a while to wake up from surgery, and then I didn't get Wi-Fi in the hospital, and I didn't do anything. So, but
what kind of hospital was you at that didn't have Wi-Fi?
I don't know. It wouldn't let me get on Facebook.
You had this done at the free clinic or something?
No, it wouldn't let me get on Facebook. And
Animal Hospital.
And I didn't have the...
Was you at the vet's office when they did this?
No, fuck you guys. I didn't have the wherewithal to ask anybody what the hell can I get on Facebook for, because they kept giving me Dilaudid.
She sends me a text that says, I can't get Facebook enough.
She sent me one that said, they don't have Facebook in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have Facebook.
Okay, well, then there you go.
And it was like at 12 or something. Midnight.
They don't have Facebook.
I didn't even respond.
Hospital.
I was like, okay.
I just said, ask for some Jello.
They don't actually have Facebook there. It's out on the internet. The internet's
well.
We're glad you're feeling better, and we're glad you're back.
Thank you.
I'm sure everyone on our Facebook page, History Dweebs, the podcast group, is also very happy that you're back.
Thank you.
Because the Colonel and I, you know, we've been doing some high level.
We've been some really in depth.
You know, it's sort of like listen to William F. Buckley when we talking.
Yeah, it's like the Buckley Gore debate.
Vidal
debate.
Yeah,
and it wasn't like that. It's not like that at all.
It's very high level.
And I don't think the listeners wanted to come out and say, hey, wow, that's a good show without Brandy.
Yeah, they,
you know, because they knew it would hurt her feelings. And we got very kind, very gentle listeners.
Aww. That's hurtful.
No, I mean, just, you know, because a couple people were like, wow, you know, that was really, really probably a difficult podcast to do. You guys must have a deep understanding of history. You remember those comments on the page?
Yeah, there was all kind of comments.
All kind of comments. Yeah, got a bunch of likes and stuff.
Can I count them all?
And, so, but you know,
there's a lot on Twitter. You probably don't.
Yeah, you don't follow. You don't twit. Yeah. You don't twat like you should.
Yeah, you should twat more.
And so we decided to dumb it down again today.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
Because we're glad to have you back. It's nice to see your scowling face over there.
Yeah.
For one, you know, and then yesterday I had a $20 bill and I had 75 cents. And where do I usually come when I need 50 cents?
Me.
And you wasn't here.
I was not.
I did not get a soda.
So, sorry. Well, I saved
Renee your life. Doesn't give you soda change in the morning.
Huh? They take his money.
Bully takes his money.
Renee takes the money. I had a $20 bill and I had 75 cents. But sodas in the machine are $1.25.
Yeah, they went up since 1974.
I know. Yeah. They was cheap back then.
You need to explain that to Renee.
Well, you know what?
It's been inflation.
Renee has me... on a budget. Mm-hmm. She gives me some spending money, and
Basically, my allowance is what she calls it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So, Colonel, we have shout-outs.
We got tons of shout-outs, all right, Timmy. We start every shout-out, of course, with the lovely, the wonderful Tasha.
Tasha out there in California. How you doing, Tasha?
And we got, let's see, we got the Heathers. Heather. Heather Poole, Heather Hall.
Yes.
We got Mary Ray.
Mary Ray in upstate New York.
Okay. I say Katie.
Perry.
You say?
I said Perry.
I said Perry, too.
No.
Did I tell you, have I told you a story that I had a friend who knew Katy Perry, and I was trying to get her to have Katy Perry text me, and she said she would, and it's never happened.
She didn't, did she?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Okay, so here's what we do to call and response section. I say Katie, you say Moorhead. Katie! Okay.
Moorhead.
Katie!
Moorhead.
All right.
Okay.
That's not a request. That's just a shout out.
Right.
Christine Bourgeois.
Yes.
I'm so glad Katie joined our group. It's
I like Christine Bourgeois.
Christine's very funny. Jeff Appel.
Hey, Jeff.
Brandy with an I, the legitimate softball playing lesbian, mm-hmm. McBride.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brandy.
Maggie Glover. Lydia, of course. Bond. Jean Bond. Tara V.
Yes.
Sunstar.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby Lewis. Mm-hmm. Laura O'Reilly and Jamie T. Of course, we always got Sydney and Michael we want to say hi to.
And Wonder.
And Wanda, Stephanie Quick, and Trixie, Gina Spillane. Let's see who we got over here. We got William Troe, Denny Mack, Byron Snellings, Bridget Clavey. Now, did Bridget? I think is having a hard. Am I wrong? I believe Bridget posted it was a year anniversary that she lost her mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bridget.
If that was
Bridget very kind. She's one of our sponsors.
So I hope you're feeling better and hope you're Sandy September. Monica D. Monica D. Augustina.
Hey, Monica.
Katcha.
Katcha, how you doing?
Katcha. Fallon. Fallon's a funny little girl.
I like Fallon.
And forgive me for calling you little girls, but you know what? I got 22-year-old boys, and if you're roughly that age, you're a little girl to me.
You're very old.
He's almost dead.
Damn near dead. Olivia Meyer.
Hi, Olivia.
Brian and Lisa, of course, Lawton.
Yes.
Donna Coran. Aaron Wentz. Phyllis Munson and Colton, of course. I like to just cover all the Trowbridges. Just a shout out to the whole Trowbridge clan. Chanda and Larry. And Larry, you're a sweet guy. And, you know, you always get his name right, but I just call him Tommy Boom Boom.
Tommy Boomershine.
Yep.
Good guy.
Teresa Slavin, Jeff Chestnut, and Celine. We got Britt and Chris, Missy Horton, Jennifer and Linda, of course. Let's see. Do we have Sam Hildebrand, Jeff Girdley? Rebecca Montanle.
Rebecca.
Mike Eisenhower. Danielle Fredrickson. Andy Sparaccio. Valerio Bishop. Nancy Palomino.
Hey, Nancy.
Kimberly Kamikaze. Jennifer Hawkins. And Tara Nee
I don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah,
I stopped listening. Like,
what are those little tiny dogs? Chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas, yeah.
Tara Nee Chan Chihuahua.
Yeah, you might want
to. She's from Ireland, so I don't know what that.
You might want to get some clarification from her how to pronounce.
Yeah, Tara, help me out on that one, but for now, you're Tara Nee. Lindsay O'Brien McMillan. Sunyana Adanki. Eddie Rushing, Yohama, Sammy James, Jason Dykes, of course, Amy Payne, Tyra Jenkins, some new ones, Timmy. We got Annette Pitre.
Are these our latest ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steph Glenn, Nalori Khan, Don't get her mad, Timmy.
Why?
Niloy Khan, you do not want to suffer the wrath of Khan, Timmy.
I know.
She's not a new one, but I'm going to throw her in here anyway. Christine Montana. Maria Barber. Jennifer Potts. Cindy Overstreet Hamilton. Paul Mampilli. Mike Arnold. Melissa Lubrano. Brittany Powell. And, of course, now we get down to the Colonel's corner.
Did you get Stephanie Glynn?
Yeah.
And Melissa?
Stephanie Glynn, and, yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Okay, cool. Maria Barber. Did you say Maria?
I did.
Okay.
Do you listen to me at all?
But you know who just recently joined our page?
Who's that?
Your daughter.
Yeah, Sarah. She just wanted to mess with me.
Hi, Sarah. I hope you're listening.
Oh, it's all about you.
It is all about me.
All about you.
Sarah is, I follow her. She's really funny.
Well, she's a pain in the ass, but she's one of my kids.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Sometimes she does, yeah. Now we got the Colonel's crew.
Did you say Jeff Chestnut?
Did I not? I should have got Jeff Chestnut.
Okay. All right. Maybe you did. I don't know. And Tiffany?
Tiffany's over here in the Colonel's crew.
Okay, go ahead.
So we got, let's see, Jeff Chestnut. Let me get him. Angie Ball, Nicola, Losera Mimosa, Jennifer Burdick, who got the glittery poo now, Timmy. Did you see that on
the
page?
No, she wants the glittery poo.
Oh, it's a pill you take that makes your poo
glittery. Yeah.
All that glitters is not gold.
No. Frances Doughton, Jessica Williams. Haven't heard from Jessica in a while. Hope you're doing okay. Amanda Bocce Ball. Of course, Tiffany. Tiffany's very wrapped up in her son's football season, right? Very busy with that.
Year, yes.
He's having a yeah. He was named Player of the Week last week. Let's see. Who do I got? Karen Barnes. You know, Karen Barnes and I have been messing each other during the World Series.
Oh yeah,
because she's a big Indians fan, and I put my anti-Cubs rant up there. And she apparently works weird hours at times, so I'll shoot her a score over and say, hey, you watching the game? And we've been a little disappointed here lately. I did get Sarah Mimosa, Amanda Bocce Ball, Nicola, and, of course, Shannon, my legal representative. Not my legal. She's my accountant. Nicola is my legal one.
Right.
And Nicola has... there's a big scandal with some emails that Nicola, I guess the IRS, asked for some emails. Yeah, Shannon was trying to
FBI involved.
Get the books.
Is Comey involved in this?
Huh?
Is Director Comey involved?
Yeah.
Don't worry. He'll make a he'll have a press conference about it soon enough.
Yes.
Well, yeah. And it's just all bogus. I mean, people lose emails. You know? So Nicola... Nicola didn't lose the emails. She actually deleted them all because she didn't want the IRS reading them, but... But anyway.
How about Angie Song? Did you say hi to Angie?
I got it. I know I got Angie.
Okay.
Can't miss Angie.
Okay.
What do you think's wrong with Angie?
I don't think anything is wrong with
her. Oh, yeah. She got some kind of psychological disturbance.
All do, honey.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that...
They listen to you ramble.
Everybody in this room. Right.
30 minutes. What else you got, Colonel? Who else?
That's it, Timmy. I got them all.
Well, you got two other ones, you always have to say.
And I got my final two. I got Lady Beverly, you know, and Sully. And you know what, Lady Beverly? And Lady Beverly has an unbelievably talented... I talked about her daughter, but she's got an unbelievably talented husband, Graham. So he started his... He's a photographer, too. So he started his Facebook page, a photography page.
Yeah, I liked it too. Yeah. Checked it out. It's really cool.
And then, of course, we got, and I don't even have to say a name. If you're talking history dweebs, you are talking Dottie Scott, Timmy.
Yes, my mom. And when is Casey going to join us again?
Well, I'm not sure. Probably when I come back full time and we get sort of, you know, settled in again. Yeah.
Jennifer Burdick posted a picture of her costume for Halloween. It's really cool.
Well, she posted that on her page, and I asked her, I said, Jennifer, can I copy this and post it over? because she just looked like a cat.
She's a cute girl.
Good cat, and she said, sure.
I just got the Halloween makeup scrubbed off my face yesterday. It finally came off.
What did you do? Did you go for Halloween?
Yeah, I took Noah out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you dress up?
I could not
believe what the hell. Noah's like 6 foot tall now. He's a little SWAT. He had a little SWAT outfit on. Yeah. The little kid comes up to damn near.
Did he get pixie sticks?
I don't think he got any big pixie sticks.
Okay. He made a haul.
Of course, he won't eat any of it except M&M's, so my husband's making his way through it as I sit and watch him and scowl at him. And
yeah, that's what I miss, is the kids getting candy.
So you can eat it?
Yeah, because you used to be able to. I mean, you'd be like, hey, man, I'll give you.
No, Noah was a Jedi, right?
No, he was a SWAT guy.
This year he was a SWAT guy.
Okay. Well, you must have posted a picture of it.
Yeah, that was a memory.
Look at the memory, because you posted him roughly at about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the memory of Noah as a Jedi, and look at the picture of him
Noah's
as a SWAT.
Very tall.
And he's gotten a head and a half taller than he was before.
He's very tall. Very solid. Chicken fries and French fries.
We will have to have him on the podcast one day.
Well, I'm sure he would love it. He wants to come into work with me so bad.
We will have him on the podcast. I'm sure his ramblings are going to be worse than you know who.
No, I feel confident that it would. It may elevate the show.
I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure it's going to raise the standards. I mean.
So, Brandy, where can people find us?
Well, they can find us clearly on Facebook.
Yeah, History Dweebs, the podcast group, asked to join. Most of the people we talk about here are members of that group. I want to give a shout out to Fat Boy Gardner as well.
Oh, Fat Boy, yeah.
And did we say Karen Barnes? Did you mention Karen Barnes as well?
They follow Karen us on Barnes Twitter. And I text each other during the World Series?
I'm sorry. I stand corrected. But Fat Boy Gardner, he follows us on Twitter, so he's a good guy. Okay.
Well, we weren't talking about Twitter yet, but okay, Twitter.
Twitter, you can find us at HistoryDweebs1. The Colonel is now on Twitter.
Hawk Walters?
Hawk Waters, at Hawk
Walters. I don't really get the whole Twitter thing, but I do.
He's no Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, I think I got like 20 followers or something.
I know. You can also find us on the iTunes.
Yes. Please leave us a review. We got a very nice review recently. Let me see our last review so that we give them they gave us 5 stars. It was a very, very nice review.
Steve Miller. Did you say Steve Miller?
No. I need
Steve
to put Steve Miller,
Miller.
Down here.
Steve. I give a shout out to Steve Miller. He's my cousin. He's awesome.
Well, he is, and I like that song about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.
Yes.
N.H. Rohde left us a very nice review on iTunes. Thank you, N.H. We appreciate it. So you can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. We have 2 pages, History Dweebs and History Dweebs, the podcast. You can find us on
Libsyn and
Stitcher. And Hawk Walters, somebody give me some pity follows. My kids are making fun of me because I got 20 followers. I don't know how to use Twitter.
Okay, so if you're on Twitter, follow at HistoryDweebs1 and Hawk Walters. That's going to do it for our show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you all again next time on History Dweebs.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Good day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.